This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Glenn Pugh reporting for avweb.com. There's something going on at Hemet Airport in Southern California that could be a lesson to all of us. I've got with me Larry Twino to explain. First off, Larry, please let everyone know what your official positions are in this, what groups you're involved with.
Well, I have two volunteer positions that I'm involved with, and that is the Orange County Soaring Association, which I'm the president of, and we base our gliders at Hemet Ryan. And then I'm also the Soaring Society of America's region governor, basically, for Southern California.
And what is going on at Hemet? I understand you guys might be losing your FBO.
Apparently, the county has decided to remove all gliders and glider activity and indeed X out the glider runway at Hemet Ryan based on the departure of the FBO.
Are they giving any reasoning behind this?
It kind of moves around, but initially their concerns were about a safety issue, which was kind of hard to pin down.
As far as what? As far as the distance from the glider runway to the main runway, is it?
That verbally is what's been given to us, but then they made reference to some Caltrans and FAA studies that when we got a hold of them didn't really speak to that issue at all.
Interesting. But as it sits right now, you've got an FBO operator who's coming up on the end of his lease, and nobody's interested in renewing that lease for the glider port?
No. We have actually submitted a letter to the county saying that we would take over that lease.
And they're bypassing that altogether?
They haven't responded yet.
Okay. Do they have? They have some other clients, I'd imagine.
Well, again, a lot of this is buried in rumor because we can't seem to find the real story. But the rumor on the street, on the field, is that they want our space for another client.
Okay, so I'd imagine the other client is they're looking to bring more income to the airport. Now, you're not anti-development on the airport, are you?
Absolutely not. Any kind of development that happens on the airport is good. To some degree, being a glider pilot, you're a little bit of the canary in the coal mine. But maybe the better analogy would be that we just really want to, we know we're the bottom people on the totem pole, but we just want to be on the totem pole.
And as it sits, though, right now, the bottom line is what, in a few months, you guys are gone. Is that it?
I wouldn't call it months. I'd call it weeks. We received our notice on July 9th, and it told us to be out and out of there by September 31st. Literally about 2.5 months.
Was that completely out of the blue, or did you guys have any notion that that was coming down the pipe?
There were some rumors of that happening at the end of next year, 2010. But this was out of the blue to us, and to the degree that they wanted to eliminate soaring, that was completely out of the blue too. We just thought we would go through a new negotiation in 2010 for an extension of the lease.
How much of a fixture is the glider port on the airport?
Well, it probably is the most active part of the operation of the airport. If you look at the master plan that Riverside has on their website, you see that we are a very active tenant there.
How long have operations been going on out there for glider ops?
I believe since the very end of the 60s or the very beginning of the 70s. Our club is unique in that its real mission is not to support a bunch of old guys flying gliders. It's really to train new pilots. We've got a very robust training program. We've got kids involved with this training program. We give back to the community. We had scheduled a Wounded Warriors program for mid-October when this thing surprised us. You know, we're a very active club, very positive club, and to have this suddenly come crashing down on us is just absolutely sad.
What are you doing to combat this? What are you doing to try and keep your space on the airport?
Well, we've pretty much gone through the five stages of grief. You know, denial is the first feeling that we had. But we're now in the process of trying to organize pilots who have some love of soaring or have some desire to maintain equal access for all airport users into a group to petition the county to keep the place open for glider pilots.
Yeah, how are you organizing those folks? Is there an online effort, or is there a soaring group that meets?
Well, there are two clubs on the field that are organizing at this point, and we've gone over to the other side of the field where the power guys are and discovered that they have some issues, too, with the county. And we put together just a quick Google group to sort of get everybody focused and to capture everybody's email address, and that's online now, and people can look at that.
How very quickly, how does someone go in there and find the group we're talking about?
Well, it's not the easiest website to find, but you start off with Google, and you go into Google Groups, and then there's a section where you say search Google Groups, and what you need to remember is our name is Save Soaring at Hemet Today. So if you get most of those words into the search function, you'll find our website.
Best of luck to you, but you must feel as if they're pulling the rug out from under you.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, in my most positive moments, I think that we've really only got what I would call baseball percentages at winning. But in baseball, if you bat 300, you're in the Hall of Fame. So I'm hoping that we get lucky here, that people rally behind us, that they see this as a bigger issue that could affect them in the future, you know, power pilots and all of GA, really, and that we get some support and that we make this thing happen, because I truly believe that all parties can find a mutually satisfactory answer to this one. It's just the county really hasn't been listening to us and really doesn't seem to marginalize us, and until they realize that they have to deal with us and have to listen to our issues, we're going to lose. And so, again, anybody who is hearing this, please write a letter to the supervisor that's in charge of the airport, and that's Supervisor Jeff Stone, and his address is listed on our website. And we really believe that he has the power to accommodate all of us.
And if nothing happens, what happens to you if they shut you down?
It will be the end of the club. There's not that many places where you can go soaring, and it's really sad that a club that really has lasted for 50 years is probably going to be at a demise. We've been looking at alternative sites, but by the time you ask the club how many people would go to this alternative site, you see you lose two-thirds of the hands. Most people will just quit the sport and go on with it that way.
Well, Larry, I hope this helps get the word out. I appreciate you taking some time to tell the story, and hopefully you can get some help.
Glenn, thank you very much for giving me a little bit of a soapbox to stand on.
And Glenn Pugh reporting for AvWeb.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.